going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or dsw.com.
Live at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. It is draft day, man. Hope you're having a great day. Mike Bell, man, how you feeling?
Feeling good, man. I'm excited. I mean, how much of this is just a bunch of nonsense from the media, or are we going to see some real action? I want to see some action.
Yeah.
I want to see some draft picks flying, man, but we're going to see. I mean, I just want to come out of here with that impact player that we will be so excited to be here in a couple of months, fired up to watch some dude when they, you know, because we always joke around. You know, they're introducing the defense first. Great. I'll wait till Jesse Bates gets called. You know, I mean, maybe Grady. But, you know, it's just now, and obviously they've turned the page. But, yeah, just to get those – I didn't say that. But, you know, can't wait to see, you know, if we could come up with that dude, man.
You know, that does sound like you.
Yeah, well, again, but what I was saying in the proper context, it was when I was discussing Grady, and I said, when I say Grady – When I say Grady is miscast in a 3-4, guys hear it in their car radio. It comes out of the antenna to your speaker, and it comes out as – That's what I said. That was the context. Now used against me.
No,
out of context.
It sounds like you. I.
But Grady was part of that terrible run defense last year.
Look, man.
Fair run fair.
It is.
There's
it
that
is
Kirk Cousins. Oh, thank you. But you could have done better, Mike. Yes, right there.
All right, look. When I had my heart procedure, Kirk was nice enough to reach out on my social media.
You didn't care.
And I said, thank you so much. I said, sorry things didn't work out here. Why is that somehow underhanded?
Very much so.
It was honest. It was genuine.
You just should have took the compliment and
Grady
ran.
Grady was good, but he was a part of those bad defenses.
Yeah. But it is a collection of
passive-aggressive, Mike.
It's a collection of the group. Right. The group's got to get better. And, you know, despite the fact you could have one great player, ask Micah Parsons. Doesn't matter. It's the group, man. So if the group's not working, you got to get better players around and execute better. Hey, man, we're talking about the draft with you guys. Lots of great stuff coming in. Got to give a big shout-out to Carrie. Carrie heard us, or maybe her people heard us, talking about her today. She hit us up and retweeted us talking about her mock draft. And bottom line is this, guys. I've been stressing it. It's got to be defense. And I know we have thrown the idea out there that, hey, they're not going to overlook the fact that there may be some great offensive players or offensive tackle linemen that may be available. Don't you dare, Terry Fontenot. Don't you dare. Defense.
Now, and by the way, everybody's fired up on this Matthew Golden stuff now.
It's silly.
Guys,
it's the silliest thing, Mike.
I mean, look.
Mike, if they draft Matthew Golden, I'm done.
No, I'm never talking to him. Well, don't want to talk to me anyway, but I would want to talk to the GM at this point. Yeah, you know, it's just, come on. We had the – if you go chronologically, we didn't realize what was happening with Ridley, so they had to go get somebody with Drake, you know, and that ran its course. But still, the Pitts pit, I'll die on that hill. It made no sense then. It makes no sense now. And even if he's a pro bowler now, it still barely makes sense. But you go back and you talk about offensive linemen. You know, you could have certainly in hindsight, Carl Micah Parsons, but he was not valued at 4. That's a thing. But we just but this goes back the prior GM with Thomas Dimitroff. Our great defensive picks, that's why 2016 was such a unicorn, where we actually had guys that were really good. Now, granted, they burned bright, but they didn't burn long in the case of Debo and Keanu.
No, it's a great point. Tonight, we hope that we start that process with this first pick. And if it's at 15, great. It may not be, guys. Lots of movement going on. We're going to get you updated on the latest rumors around the NFL draft. But before we do, we got to talk about these dogs, because a lot of Georgia players are going to go in this draft. over the next 3 days. Our buddy DJ Shockley from Fox 5 stopped by, and he said, look, we should not be concerned with Mike Hill, because Mike and I have been talking about this, and we asked him, are you concerned about Mike Hill Williams?
It's one of those things that you look back on and you say, man, I hope he continues to get healthy as this process goes along. I think he's been trying to do that, but I think he's also been trying to show the next level what he's all about. And you guys know I'm around this team a lot. I'm around George all the time. I travel with him on the sideline with him. And one thing, actually, I talked to Michael about, you know, his injury situation. And one thing he said, he wanted to make sure that he shows scouts. This is at the end of the year. He wanted to show scouts that he can battle through a long season of little nagging injuries here and there, because he understood what the narrative was, but he also wanted to know and tell people that, you know what, I know I'm going to go through stuff. You guys see me injured, but I want to come back and be, you know, available for my team. And I think that spoke volumes to a lot of teams as well. Now, whether he's hasn't been able to do a lot of things, now, of course, a lot of teams want to see him up and closer in person, but I think he'll be ready to go. He said he was, you know, as healthy as he's going to be, and was still trying to, you know, gradually get his way back to where he was. But just showing that fight, that grit, was big, I think, for him and for the next level to see, because he could have easily said, you know what, I know I'm going to be a first-round guy. I know I'm going to be one of those guys that everybody looks at when it comes to the draft, and I could just sit out. But he said, I want to come back and do it for my teammates. I want to show the next level that I am a team guy, and I'm not just sitting on my laurels and saying, hey, I'm going to wait till I get this bread.
And that's the thing. We've talked so much the last few weeks, DJ, about, you know, guys who played for Kirby, just like guys who played for Saban when Kirby was there. They come in the league and they're ready. And sometimes, like, you know, like Trayvon Walker, you maybe can't quantify his statistics, but once he gets in the NFL, he just makes it happen. Do you feel Michael Williams can be a double-digit sack guy? Because that's what we need. That's the question, is the impact guy. Because maybe Mike Green out of Marshall is more impactful, but the big picture, Michael Williams might be the guy who's going to be here 10 years.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And I think it speaks volumes to what you just mentioned, is guys come in the league ready. And I think you hear what, you know, all the GMs and coaches say about Georgia guys or Alabama guys, whoever it is, that come into the league and say, you know what, these guys are ready to play day one. They know how to practice. They know how to go about their business. I was talking to Kirby about a couple of weeks ago, and he was telling me that, you know, the Eagles people were telling him that all the Georgia guys didn't know how to do walkthroughs, because all they know how to do is go full speed, and they had to slow them down. So it tells you the level in which that these guys play at and their mindset when they get to the next level, because all they know is work. And I think Michael absolutely can be one of those guys. I think it's been documented about Trayvon not having all the numbers and all that kind of stuff, and then now he's a double-digit sack guy last couple of years. But I think the one thing that kind of sticks out to me is you look at a guy like Green, obviously, who, you know, had 17 sacks this year, but then you look at a guy like Michael, and you got to look at the system they're in. You got to look at the coordinator they're playing for. And in a Kirby-style defense, as we know, he likes to play a lot of guys, and I like to play multiple positions. And ultimately, it comes down to these guys are more of a team defense kind of players, as opposed to, all right, we're going to line you up on this left edge and you're going to get the quarterback. Georgia's defense was a little bit different, as, you know, as everybody plays in it, you kind of mix and match and you try to find these matchups, but also you're playing more team defense as opposed to just one singular guy just trying to go out and dominate one particular edge or tackle or whatever it may be.
DJ Shockley played quarterback at the University of Georgia. He's currently anchor on Fox 5, and, of course, he said it. You get a chance to hear him and watch him as he is on the sidelines with the Dogs as well. Tell me about the offensive line. Like, Jared Wilson, he's considered to be, like, the best center in this draft. And what did you see through the course of the season? And there were times that Georgia's offensive line was not as good as we thought it would be, but him and Tate Ravitch are going to be two guys that are going to get picked in this draft over the weekend.
Yeah, I think when it comes to those guys, you got to look at them as an individual as opposed to what they did as a group. Now, we know they were, you know, not as good, you know, running the football. That's what Georgia's been known to do the last, you know, 5-10 years or whatever it is, been able to run the rock. And they weren't to that caliber this year. But I think you got to go back, and when you really look at the tape, now look at the totality of it, but look at the individual guy. Does he move his guy? Does he create space? Does he get out on the edge? There are a bunch of times where I turn on the tape and you see guys on the perimeter and they're de-cleating guys, or maybe another guy next to him missed their block. So I think it's a little misconstrued when you try to gauge what these guys are all about. I think you have to individually kind of grade those guys as you see them on tape. And both of those guys are tough. Both of those guys are physical. And, I mean, as we know, if Kirby doesn't hold back in practice, They've gone against the top guys in the SEC every single week in practice, so they're used to those battles. So I think when you look at those guys, yeah, you got to take them for individually who they are, and I think they both are talented players, both of them really athletic and both of them really smart because they ask the offensive linemen, which a lot of people don't really, you know, understand, but they ask those ID a lot of things going on. There's a lot of movement. There's a lot of things they got to do on the snap of the ball that a lot of people don't think. They just get in front of them trying to block them, but there's so much that goes on up there, and those guys are, you know, some of the smartest guys that I've seen come through there.
Shock talking about those dogs. Mm. Listen, Kirby continues to put guys in the NFL. That's not going to change in this draft. There'll be some dogs at the top of this draft. Mike, we just hope they go to the right spots so they can contribute. You got a couple of dogs already in the league that just a few years ago were drafted, Mike, and the Super Bowl champions with the Philadelphia Eagles. So they are impacting the league across the board, and I don't think that's going to change. Again, Shock saying the concerns with Michael shouldn't be. We should not be concerned with that. So if that's anything that, you know, if you're thinking about, oh, I'm concerned about, don't be. He's a player, man.
And we've talked so much about other names. You know, we talked about Mike Green and, you know, what is his story? Guys immediately go, oh, a small school. Like, oh, Khalil Mack went to a small school. You know, but he's not as big. That's what the thing that makes it so interesting, because you and I yesterday talked a lot about Donovan Ezeraku out of BC, who nobody saw, because you don't watch Boston College, so don't lie. I mean, I know West saw him because he's covering the ACC. He'll be joining us next. But you guys get all hung up. We've done pretty good with ACC guys. We talked about Grady Jarrett. We talked about, you know, what we've got with Bergeron, and certainly what we've got at right guard. And we've got some good pieces that have come out. The ACC is not Pop Warner football, right?
No.
But all those guys out, all that said, I still think you got a guy who's 6'5" and 260. You know, that's an intriguing piece who still hasn't even hit the top of his potential because what are they asking him to do at Georgia? And you've seen what Georgia players do once they get to the NFL, regardless of what the stats say.
And he's still so young.
I mean, that's only 20, right?
Yeah, that's the other part about this.
Chris Lindstrom. Sorry, I went brain dead. Chris Lindstrom, also ACC.
Well, look, I just feel like the day and age where, you know, you're going to go to some country town and find some hidden gem, those days are done. Like, there's just too many people involved in this business of football that everybody knows where the players are. And whether those players are at any HBCU, which used to be this hidden gem, or whether those players are in a school somewhere in Washington State that nobody's ever heard of, if you're good enough, as every scout I talk to tells me, they're going to find you. And I don't believe, like, we should be thinking, oh, well, he's from this school. Marshall? Dude, he played his ass off against Ohio State.
He was at UVA. Some guys, the red flags, you don't know. We discussed that yesterday.
It's just ridiculous. Yeah. Like, when you start looking at how these guys played against better competition, did they disappear or did they rise up? Did they rise up? You like what I did right there? Yeah. Rise up to the occasion. Mike Green rose up, man. So I don't buy that small school stuff, but I'm with you. All right.
But again, sometimes you get too cute. You take a guy from Montana State, can't stay on the field.
Well, this is true. But that was a reach now, right?
Right. In hindsight,
that was a reach.
A big school guy like Nick Benito from Oklahoma. But anyway, we digress. We're talking about Troy Anderson for those who don't speak Dukes and Bell.
No doubt. All right, we're coming back. We're live in Mercedes-Benz. He calls the games and has for a long time.
The man's a legend.
He is. He's going to join us next. West Drewham. I said
West Drewham.
West Durham, the voice of our Atlanta Falcons. He's going to be a part of our coverage here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Mike Conti, Wes, and Arch, they got you covered through the first round. We're going to pick his brain a little bit, see what he has to say about where the Falcons.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your old air conditioner running all the time but not cooling your home? Stop wasting energy and money. Call Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, Electric today for a complete AC cleaning and tune-up. And we'll include, absolutely free, a one-year, no-breakdown guarantee, all for just $89.95. That's right, we guarantee your AC will cool your home for an entire year or your money back. Call 866-4-SEASONS.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
This may go tonight. Stay right there.